Hey, 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 this is episode 4. Welcome back to Wins, Grins, and Sins with Pixar Mom Jen. I don't know why I'm holding it like that. I'm answering more questions today. Only going to answer about maybe 3, 4, maybe 5, and then have a little discussion circling back to one of, I think, last week's questions. Something I've been kind of wanting to touch on, talk about. So that's what we're going to do today. Here we go. Question number one. And I'm thinking about calling out some crazy questions that I get. You know, even though I ask for serious questions, I'm going to call out some of the crazy ones I got. And remember to tune into the video portion of the podcast where there's a little extra. You know, you never know what you're going to see on the video podcast. Okay. Here we go. Biggest life lesson. Whew. Biggest life lesson is like everything you need, everything emotionally, physically, when you think that you need other people. I mean, this was my biggest life lesson. Like, I have everything within myself for anything. Anything that I need, I am my own best friend. I mean, this is a real simple answer. I'm the only one that's going to love me the way I want to be loved. So my biggest life lesson is just loving myself, learning to love myself. And now that I have finally learned how to do that, man, I'm just getting started. I'm just getting started. Ah, man. All right. Question number two. I get this a lot, and I need to Google her. Have you ever heard, this is question number two, have you ever heard that you closely resemble Violet Black? I have heard that so many times, it's ridiculous. So I'm going to have to Google her. Watch her be a porn star. Is she a porn star? But yes, I have heard that several times. Question number three. How far are you willing to go with your adult content? I had a similar question to this last week, you know, saying, will I ever do boy, girl, or girl content on my spicy sites? And the answer is no for right now. I mean, I'm never going to say never. But that is not the direction I'm headed right now. So how far am I willing to go? As far as I'm going right now. It took me a minute to be comfortable doing what I'm doing right now. And I guess I'll go into this conversation since it came up within the last couple of days. Because one thing I don't do that I have not added to my menu yet is video chatting. And I'll explain to you my thought process as to why I don't feel comfortable with video chatting. And I know that there's money to be made. I know this. But it's just something I'm not comfortable with because to me that seems very personal. And for what I do on my sites, I'm just not comfortable seeing that other person's face. You know, that's one reason. And another reason is the fun in it for me, and this is where you're going to learn like a little bit of my naughty side, I guess, but I mean, it's just real, right? I found out that I loved being watched many, 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 many years ago. The guy I dated after my divorce, and one of my questions is, have I ever dated a black man? Yes, he was a black man. He took me to a swingers club for the first time. Right away, I knew I'm not a swinger. I don't like to share. But I do love to be watched. And I found out that night just how much I love to be watched, you know? So also, not only is it that video chatting part very personal to me, part of most of the fun in what I do on my site is because I love to be watched. It's very exciting to me. And it's not the same when you know who that person is, when you've seen their face and you've talked to them. And I hope that, you know, my subscribers that are listening now, I hope nobody takes it personal. This is just, it's my account. This is what I love to do. And I hope that you can appreciate. I hope that you can appreciate that. But I love to be watched. Something about being watched excites me. And if I know what you look like, it takes the excitement out for me. Like, I don't want to see your face. I'll see from here down. Show me that all you want, but I don't want to see your face. Nothing personal. It just takes all of the enjoyment out for me. I love you being a stranger. I mean, I don't mind conversing with you, but I don't want to see your face. Nothing personal. So, again, how far will I go? Nudity is about it, and I do toy reviews because I have a high sex drive, and I'm a single lady, and I don't sleep around. I don't sleep around for money, and I'm not doing girl-girl content just for money, and I'm not doing boy-girl content just for money because money doesn't motivate me. But that's just a little insight as to why I'm not willing to go as far as video chatting right now. And then there's also the married man aspect of the thing, you know? I don't ask those kind of questions, but to me, if I'm video chatting with you, that also makes it very, 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 very personal. Question number three. Okay. No, wait, that was three. All right, number four. What's your favorite, you know, P word? I guess pussy, you know? There's nothing wrong with that word. I used to hate the word cunt. I mean, how often do you use that word and during intercourse or interaction? I don't know. Whatever your favorite word is, I guess you'd use it all the time. But I guess that's my favorite word. Like if I'm cutting around, I'll say cutting up, I'll say coochie or puss or, you know, something. But I guess my favorite word is pussy. All right. Okay, so that's it for today. I wanted to talk about something serious. So circling back to one of the questions that I had last week was, you know, why am I single? And I went on to explain that, you know, I'm working on myself. I have a lot of work to do, and I'm not there yet. I don't really trust my judgment in men. And a friend of mine, he posted this, man, how long ago was this? I don't know, a few weeks ago. And I've kind of been wanting to touch on it because it hit home. It really, really hit home. He had a picture on his Instagram. It was, you know, he had cooked breakfast, nice looking breakfast. And his caption said, LOL, women don't want this. They want the, where were you at 2:00 in the morning, dude? Wait, let me start over reading that because I read that totally wrong. All right. LOL, women don't want this. They want that, where were you at 2:00 in the morning, dude? Kindness isn't weakness. Caring isn't soft. Being taken care of isn't simping. But most are so used to being mistreated that they can't relate to being truly loved. Some will bypass all of that and find something to point out. I'll take the guy who treats me less than I deserve but has a nice car for $2,000, Alex. I'm not changing who I am romantically, yet also working on aspects of mine that need upgrading. Okay. I wanna unpack that, and I wanna break it down, because here was my comment. It could also be about past emotional trauma resurfacing subconsciously. It's not that we want that dude, but we attract those dudes because that's what our inside voice tells us we deserve. It's much more than what you think or what most men think. And I'm going to go on to read some of the comments that, you know, a few other women were leaving. And he wrote back and said, and I think talking about it helps the healing process. Men attract the same thing, not knowing until it surfaces. It's why red flags are hard to notice or act on. Okay. Another person said, replying to me, I would agree with you. It's not what we want. It's what we accepted. It's what accepted us in the past. It's what we know. But I'm trying so hard to change all of that about myself. I'd love to hear how others healed or still working on it. And I agree, talking about it can be healing as well. And I'm going to stop right there for just a second. You know, talking about it is great. Talking about it is great. Communication is great. What's a challenge for me is I'm not the best communicator. I get real emotional when I talk about important things with my partner or with someone that I care about. You know, expressing my feelings is very, very hard to do. And I have worked on that religiously for the past 6.5 years that I've been single, because I know for that any relationship to work, I have to have communication. I have to be able to communicate with my partner. I have to be on the same level of communication as my partner, because if we're not, there's going to be a disconnect. Relationships are so fucking hard. They're so fucking hard. They take a lot of energy. They take a lot of energy. And here was another comment. I can't speak for all women, but I want to either be out at 2 a.m. with him or reach over and touch him on the other side of the bed at 2 a.m. I don't need to be spoiled by over-the-top expenses. Same. I'm very low maintenance. So low maintenance. I want the simple things. Same. Yes, making breakfast is sweet. I believe life is in the details. Know your partner and show them you do. I'm a romantic and hope for a man who is the same. Women I know just want to be free to show their love and for their partners to do the same. I'm ready for that type of smile to wash across my face again. Me too. And I think it's going to be in a different way this time, because in the past, I mean, I can honestly say that with the exception of one relationship, and that was to a guy that I was engaged to, it was just bad timing. I would say 95% of the relationships I've been on in the past have been based on a strong sexual connection. Bam. There's my fuck up. You can't have a relationship, a good relationship in my opinion, just based on sex. And that was my issue before, you know, jumping into the relationship too quickly, having sex too, maybe not too quickly, because, you know, you're grown. I'm a grown woman. If I want to have sex with you, I'm going to have sex with you. And I don't need to discuss that. It's just a thing. But, you know, jumping into that relationship just because you had good sex is my fuck up in the past. So that was for the most part. And just to give you a little, you know, background on myself, I have what they call daddy issues, you know? Without going into too much detail right away, you know, my mother was married 3 times to my biological father, which I've only met one time in my life when I think I was 22 or 23. Haven't seen him or spoke to him since. Her second husband, I couldn't stand. I hated him. And the third one, was around for 26 years. And then when my mom passed away, he just up and left and took off and got married to another woman and hasn't talked to me or my kids since. So to say that there's issues with men and the way they've treated me in the past has a lot to do with my relationship with men. And I want to fix that. And it's hard to fix something if you're not working on it. Like, how am I supposed to fix those things if I'm not trying to be in a relationship? But man, it's a lot to unfold and a lot to unpack. Like, I want to hear from some women, you know, what's the deal? Like, what, What have you done to take some of the responsibility in your past failed relationships? Like, have you reached the point where I am? Like, I'm so sick of failed relationships. I'm so sick of being treated a certain way, but I had to come. I had to hit that wall. Like, okay, I'm sick of this shit. Something's got to be done, and I've got to start working on me first. And I have worked on myself so much that, man, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough settling down with someone again. It's gonna be tough. So, ladies, I want to hear, and even men, what do you think? Like, what's your experience with women? You know, you think you're a great guy. You just cannot, for the life of you, land a good woman. Let me hear it. I wanna hear something from y'all too. And, you know, as we go, you'll start learning more about me and I'll start talking more. But this was heavy on me since I saw that comment, because this is something that I have been working on for a long time. Thoughts. I want to hear thoughts. And I'm going to be asking some more questions. Y'all, please make sure you follow me on all social media channels. It's Pixar Mom. On Twitter, Instagram, it's Jennifer Lynn. What is it on TikTok? It's Jennifer Lynn S on TikTok. And then website, pixarmom.com. That's where you can go subscribe to my newsletter. I let you know when I've dropped new content. And in case I get banned on social media, you'll know where to find me. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We will be back for episode 5 next Wednesday. Every hump day, a new episode comes out. So thanks for listening. And we'll see y'all next week. And you can come to the video podcast for the ending.